Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So happy Leap Day. February 29th is Leap Day. It only happens 25% of the time or in our lives, which means, and I wrote this on social media, if you do call out of work, there's a 75% chance no one's going to notice because, again, Leap Day only happens a quarter of the time. Why do we have Leap Day? I know people think it's ridiculous. I'm not upset about Leap Day. I'm upset that February is a short month. I think we get screwed every February. We are paying for a full month's rent. We are paying for a whole 30 to 31 days of mortgage. We are paying monthly bills. And we get less salary. So I think we get screwed every February. So I think February, we need to change that. Or if we can't change the calendar, minimize our rent, we should pay less. We should pay less if we're not getting our full month. But why do we have Leap Day? So it takes about 365 days for the Earth to revolve around the sun. But it's not 365.00000. It's 365.242 something. So if you only had that sort of mathematical calculation where you round it down, after a while that 0.24 something adds up. Well, 4.24s are close to 1. And that's why we add an extra day every 4 years to even things out. I know it kind of seems arbitrary, and it's fascinating how we got our calendar, but apparently it helps keep things a little bit more smooth when it comes to harvesting, etc. So I wrote a little piece on this a while back. Why do we even have a short month of February? So in Roman times, the calendar was 10 months long. January, February didn't exist. The year ran from March to December, where March was the beginning of the year, beginning of the harvest. But according to folklore, Roman King Numa Papilius, back in 713 BC, wanted to align the calendar with the lunar year. So he tacked on a couple more months before March. Those 2 months had 28 days, therefore bringing the Roman calendar now to 355 days. But Roman King Numa Papilius was superstitious. Even numbers were considered taboo. He didn't want any months to have even days. So all of them had to have either 29 days or 31. But in order to have the whole year winding up then on an odd number, 1 month had to have even days. So there had to be some sort of an exception. So he kept Februarius at 28 days, being it's unlucky. But because it's unlucky, that's going to be the shortest month. So that's how he was able to make it all end on an odd number. So Martius for March, 31 days. Aprilius, 29 days. Maius, 31 days. Iunius for June, 29 days. Quintilis, 31 days. Sextilis, 29 days. September, just called September, 29 days. October, 31 days. November, 29 days. December, 29 days. And then they made January and February, 29 to 28. Now, the number of days of February did fluctuate until Julius Caesar decided to make the calendar closer. to the 365 solar calendar. He was instructed by astronomers to add a leap day to account for the discrepancy between the lunar and solar calendars. But then there were issues. Pope Gregory the 13th needed to adjust the Julian calendar when he created the Gregorian calendar. And so, according to Wired.com, though the Julian calendar was more accurate than what preceded it, it wasn't as accurate as it needed to be because the Earth year was 11 minutes short of the 365 and a quarter days. It's 365 days, 5 hours, 48 minutes, 46 seconds. That was by 2nd century AD they figured this out. In 1582, the calendar ended up being 10 days out of whack. Easter fell too late, and it was way into the spring. So Pope Gregory the 13th tweaked the Julian calendar, subtracting 3 leap years every 400 years, unless they are divisible by 400. So we don't celebrate leap year all the time. I don't think we celebrated it in 2000. We celebrated it in 1700, 1800, 1900, but not in 2000. So you can't just do the leap day also. You have to every 400 years skip it to even it all out. So for those of you that are like, okay, I don't know what the hell's going on. Why don't we just change it back? We got bigger fish to fry. We got this stupid spring forward, fall back still going on. We got daylight savings time coming up soon. So I got to pick my battles. I'm okay with the whole leap year, leap day. In fact, there's a woman who is celebrating her 100th birthday today, but she technically has only had 25 birthdays. And she's celebrating that today, so happy birthday to her. There's a lot of discounts and goodies that people can get on leap day. And, you know, for those people who are leaplings, that they call them, for leap day birthdays, happy birthday. But if we want any sort of change, we're going to probably have to wait for the next pope or Roman emperor to do it. I don't mind, but I really think we can make some sort of concessions, because our banks are totally benefiting from this, asking them to cut us some slack on our February. When we only have 3 days in February, we're losing 3 days of what we are paying. That's almost a tenth of our rent they're getting for free, a tenth of our mortgage, which I think is absolutely BS. So I say, cut us some slack, save us some money, because they're getting extra money. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So President Biden had his physical. We have the results. And, of course, people are questioning, where is the cognitive exam? The White House said yesterday that he didn't need one. That a team of doctors looked at him, didn't need a cognitive test. I beg to differ. I think we all do. I think as part of our physical, we should. But in his Dr. O'Connor's defense, not all physicals always include one. You would think for the commander-in-chief, that should be a no-brainer, but no pun intended, but not all physicals, as you've noticed, for your own physicals, always entail you getting cognitively evaluated. So in this physical, there was not a cognitive test. And as the White House said, which we'll discuss a little bit later, he didn't need one. So the White House is double downing on that. So how did his physical look? It's fascinating. For his age, for an 81-year-old, looking pretty good. In fact, his doctor says he is robust and fit for the executive duties of the presidency. But he was diagnosed with sleep apnea. Now, sleep apnea is something I have been begging you all to get tested for, because I think many of us have it at a younger age. And if we could intervene with sleep apnea, we could maybe prevent dementia. So sleep apnea, there's a couple types. You're central and you're obstructive. You're obstructive. Apnea means you don't breathe. Apnea means without breathing. And so whereas dyspnea is difficulty breathing. So apnea is where you stop breathing. It could be obstructive, where the tongue is falling to the back of the throat. You got big tonsils, fat neck, your positioning, genetics. And then there's central sleep apnea, where you just stop breathing in your sleep. We diagnose it sometimes by history when somebody says, my wife says I stop breathing, or my spouse says I stop breathing, or I snore really, really loud, or I have a headache in the morning, or I feel exhausted. And we do something called a sleep study. Apparently, President Biden did have a sleep study. I don't know why it took 81 years for him to finally get one, especially since he has atrial fibrillation and other issues. But they did find he had sleep apnea. They put him on positive airway pressure, which forces air in, because he was diagnosed with obstructive sleep apnea. So it kind of forces the air in. And they say he's responding nicely. So as we're worried about Biden's cognitive changes as he ages, I have said time and time again, I think having CPAP, continuous positive airway pressure, or some sort of treatment for sleep apnea could save your brain, could help slow down dementia, slow down or deterioration of the brain. In fact, with concussion and CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy that some of our football players and soccer players get, I think immediately they should be given continuous positive airway pressure, assuming that their brain is healthy post-concussion, to help make sure air is getting in there. In fact, they should be given oxygen right after a brain injury. And so I think sleep apnea is underdiagnosed. So I found it fascinating that only now it was done. But, again, credit to the doctor for finally doing it. So at least it was done. So let's look at his physical. Not much changes. It looks like some of it was cut and paste from the previous one. Exact same height and weight from last year. Although, interestingly, his height and weight changed between his November 2021 and 2023 exam. He had actually lost height and gained weight, which I thought that was a little interesting. But today, identical to his previous height and weight. The skin lesion that was on his chest was a basal cell carcinoma. Of all the skin cancers, the basal cell carcinoma is the nicest. You still don't want it because it still could become aggressive, but it's the least deadly of all the skin cancers. And so we do like to address it early. So in his physical, they addressed that the skin lesion was basal cell carcinoma. And so interesting findings was they said that the newest aspect of his exam was the incorporation of adding this positive airway pressure. As was reported in his 2008 medical records, the president had experienced symptoms consistent with apnea, but they said it was improved after sinus and nasal passage surgeries. You see, I would have checked him sooner than that because of the change in the cognition. So they're saying the reason why they didn't do it sooner, like in his 70s or 60s, is because he had sinus surgery. And I get it. Now we're being a lot more aggressive about sleep apnea. I think sleep studies are going to be a part of our regular physical once the USPSTF decides that that might be worthy. But right now, it's still subjectively added based on the history. And so in terms of his Heart, no new changes, still has persistent atrial fibrillation, which we talked about. Rather than the heart having a, shall we say, electrical impulse that's very consistent, causing your heart to go ba-boom, ba-boom, in atrial fibrillation, the electricity is a little chaotic. So your heart starts to go boop, ba-doop, boop, boop, ba-doop, boop, boop. So you're not getting that good ba-boom, that good pump. If you're not getting a good pump with your heart, with blood, you could get dizzy, short of breath. That's why atrial fibrillation can be very deadly. In fact, the blood can be sloshing around instead of being pumping consistently. And when blood sloshes around and sits around, what happens? It coagulates. It clots. So somebody with atrial fibrillation is at higher risk for clot. President Biden, thank God, stable with that. He's on a blood thinner to help prevent clotting and has been doing okay with that. He has pretty good cholesterol based on his current numbers. His LDL is down to 68, but he is on rosuvastatin, one of my favorite of the statins, so he's doing well with that. He does have frequent clearing of his throat that they think is due to reflux. Again, that could also be a sign of a neurological condition, but the GI doctors feel it's reflux. They have him on Pepcid, Nexium, so both to suppress the acid and affect the acid. He has seasonal allergies for which he takes Allegra and Dymista, which is a fluticasone, azelastine, which is an Astilin Flonase sort of combo. In terms of his stiffened gait, they blame it on moderate to severe degenerative osteoarthritic change and spondylosis. So changes in his back, in his joints, causing it. He had a foot fracture a few years back, and they blame the gait on that. They do not feel it's related to Parkinson's, but he does have a peripheral neuropathy. Even though they ruled out multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, ascending lateral sclerosis, or cervical myelopathy, he does have peripheral neuropathy of both feet, a subtle difference in heat-cold sensation. So obviously they got to make sure he doesn't have wounds and ulcers. He does not have diabetes, thank God. But this peripheral neuropathy could also cause some changes in his gait. So they are prescribing physical therapy and continuing that for his flexibility. And they have added more intensive stretching. He has continued dermatological surveillance because of his basal cell carcinoma of the chest. No new skin surgeries or biopsies needed. Good eye exam, good dental exam. But again, nothing on the cognition or the mini mental status exam. So Kevin O'Connor, Dr. Kevin O'Connor, says that his current medical conditions are stable, well controlled. He has obstructive sleep apnea, AFib, with a normal ventricular response, which tells us that the heart is beating and doing proper pumping. Hyperlipidemia, which is his high cholesterol. Gastroesophageal reflux disease, which could cause heartburn, acid reflux, seasonal allergy, spinal arthritis, and sensory peripheral neuropathy of the feet. He's on the medications as we discussed, and they fit. He is robust. They didn't use Vigorous. The last couple of years they used Vigorous, and I think he got some heat for that. So they say he is robust, remains fit to successfully execute the duties of presidency. So look, having good teeth, all right, you know, having resolved skin cancer, yes, that is nice to be fit for the duties of presidency. But this is half the story. Okay, he is maybe physically fit, but FDR was in a wheelchair for part of his presidency. He was still physically fit for presidency. When you're going to say somebody's fit, you have to have the other side. And so we would still like to see what his cognitive and brain MRI, if there's any atrophy, because he is commander in chief and is supposed to be making some pretty big decisions here. 1-877 Doc Sally, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. It's a big day at the U.S.-Mexico border. Our current president and the former both visiting Texas today.
Dual border visits today in Texas. President Biden scheduled to head to Brownsville, where there have been limited illegal crossings. Former President Trump heading to Eagle Pass, a hot spot, which has seen thousands and thousands of illegal crossings.
USA's Laura Winters. President Biden's physician is confirming his fitness for duty following a routine physical at Walter Reed Wednesday. The president did not undergo a cognitive test, the White House citing doctors' advice that it was unnecessary. Political polling shows many American voters expressed doubts about Biden's suitability for office due to his advanced age. And it's Leap Day, February 29th. We won't see another one for 4 years. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Barbara asks, could President Biden's doctor be sued for malpractice for not diagnosing him with cognitive deficit? Okay, I don't know. I'm not a malpractice attorney. I am sure that somebody is thinking about that. I honestly do not like to see doctors get sued. In Dr. O'Connor's defense, you are the doctor of the president. You have a duty to the president. You have a duty to medicine. But if the president is not allowing you to do an exam, okay, you cannot come up with a random diagnosis. And if the president does not want you to put in the final letter that you were asked by Secret Service to not go there. He's could be pretty intimidated by that. Now, many of us are concerned about our own cognition. And I talk about this a lot. I'm worried about mine. What I was able to do in my 20s, what I was able to learn and memorize in medical school, the vocabulary I had to know for my SAT so I could get a 1450 on it, I couldn't do that now. Is it because I'm older? Is it because of years of diet soda or pizza and processed foods? Is it because of COVID? And so many of us will ignore signs of cognitive deficit because we think, well, I'm not like my grandma was, who was running around naked outside, or I'm not like, but you have to stop and identify things extremely early. When I ask for the president to have a cognitive exam, I'm not asking to make fun of him. I'm not asking to hurt him politically. I'm not doing it to rattle the Democrats or support the Republicans. I'm doing it because I think we all should, if we're going to be having a physical exam, the physical exam needs to also include brain function. And when our brains start to deteriorate, it could affect our eyes. It could affect our hearing. It could affect our communication. It could affect our thought process. It could affect our emotions. It could affect our relationships. It could affect our judgment. It could affect our health choices. Addressing the mind is, you know, we've separated mental health and physical health. And for some, it works when you separate it and you can get funding for it. But to me, it should be always included. You know, doctors don't always do mental health assessments on everybody. They're asking us to, which is a long time coming, but and should have been, but it's because that takes time. To evaluate somebody mentally, you really need to take the time. But with the way corporate medicine is now, if you only have 6 to 10 minutes each patient, you can barely listen to their heart, lungs, check their prostate, do their pap smear, do everything else you need to do, let alone do a full assessment on depression, anxiety, memory. So the president luckily gets to rotate, have a team, have multiple consults. Although it was only like, didn't he go yesterday? And didn't it seem to be a quicker visit? Unless he's been doing it all along and they kept it out of the public eye. But if I ever bring this up, you know, it's not pushing any political narrative. It's, as a doctor, when you have somebody who's older and you want to make sure that their physical health is in tip-top shape, you want to make sure their mental health is as physically fit. So would a doctor be sued then, answering Barbara's question, on if they do address mental health? Probably not Biden's doctor. But I could see that later happening, and it's a shame, because once you start suing doctors, you start losing us. We're like, to hell with this. Honestly, you know, really, we're trying to help you. We're sacrificing hours upon hours, our family life, our personal health, to be there for you, and you guys are trying to get settlements and money. So I would not ever encourage that in the least. I would discourage it. But in terms of the concept of being negligent and not doing a comprehensive exam, skipping the cognitive aspect and not catching things early, yes. And the reason why I do later see lawsuits and later I see culpability is because as we're starting to come out with more medications and more interventions to help minimize brain loss, this one diagnosis doctors get nailed on in malpractice time and time again. It's not that they're cutting off the wrong leg all the time. It's not that they're denying women mammograms and then she ends up getting breast cancer. What they are getting in trouble for is failure to diagnose or a delay in diagnosis. When Michael Douglas had a sore throat, and I think he started having a sore throat in the beginning of the summer. By the end of the summer of that year, he was diagnosed with throat cancer. I remember his wife, Catherine Zeta-Jones, was concerned that doctors missed it. And so if you are treating somebody over the phone for strep, and it ends up being throat cancer, and that person could have gotten treatment a month or two prior, then there could be liability there. If somebody argues that you could have intervened with their colon cancer or intervened with their Alzheimer's or intervened months earlier and didn't, there's damages. And so eventually we are going to have to include cognitive evaluations on a regular basis. And so when you look at the White House, Karine Jean-Pierre said, quote, "The president doesn't need a cognitive test. That is not my assessment. That is the assessment of the president's doctor and also the assessment of his neurologist." Now, I find that odd because most neurologists and doctors feel cognitive tests should be a part of the exam. So that already right there is odd. She said he passes a cognitive test every day. Every day. She says as he moves from one topic to another topic, understanding the granular level of these topics. You saw him talking about fighting crime today. Tomorrow he's going to the border. Okay, that to me does not clear him of, yeah, it's taken him almost to the end of his presidency to address or act like he's addressing the border. No. Now, talking about one topic at a time, no. And again, I don't want to diagnose him. I don't want to say that Biden has dementia. But I do notice cognitive changes that are concerning. I mean, look at what happened with Bruce Willis. Some of us noticed some things with Bruce Willis. But then we were told 2 years ago he had aphasia, where he had trouble speaking. And then last year he had dementia. And I'm like, that could have been probably identified much sooner. He had early balding. And we talked about the Frank sign in his ear. I think there were signs where maybe things could have been found sooner. I just do not want the president misdiagnosed. And for Jean-Pierre to say that the doctor and neurologist said he does not need a cognitive test is very odd. Most doctors won't say that because of liability. If at all somebody does an MRI and we see major brain atrophy or signs of degeneration of the brain, now these guys, could have their licenses evaluated. So, 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, making headlines, Bradley Cooper talked about how he likes to walk around the house naked. Kids see him naked. His father used to shower with him. And this is a topic that comes up a lot where some people grow up in a much more clothing optional household. Others, like me, I rarely
My parents were ever naked. They never wanted us to see them naked. We always had to cover up. It was, yeah. So, I mean, I remember seeing my dad pee once in a while from behind, but we really weren't that open. Yet one of my very good friends, he said, oh, his father walked around the house naked all the time. No big deal. Even when they were teenagers. That's just what he did. So, you know, the question always arises, when do you cover up? When don't you? When is it abnormal? When is it normal? So just to kind of clarify what happened with Bradley Cooper, I think he's a fantastic actor, by the way. He's 49 years old. He was doing the Dax Shepard Armchair Expert podcast. And he said he grew up with a father who was always nude in their house. So he has a very relaxed approach wearing clothes. And he said that his family at the time was naked all the time. And he says, me too. He says, my dad was always nude, always took showers with him. Not his mom, but his dad. And Dax asked, are you quite comfortable nude? He said, totally. Well, again, if I had my Bradley Cooper's body, I would too. So men taking showers. So as a mom of two boys, when they were little, they had to be with me in the bathroom. They had to. I took my son when he was 3 months old to go visit my parents. And I was on a plane. I wasn't going to leave my baby alone when I went to the back of the plane to pee. So I took my son, obviously. He was in a little papoose. I hung him on the door. My kids went wherever I went. That's just what they had to do. If I had to take both boys into the bathroom with me, they did. There's a hotel in my neck of the woods that when we would take them to a movie, they actually had a family bathroom. One of the first to do that. It's a Red Rock Casino Hotel. There was a family bathroom, so when the kids were young, I could at least take them all in there, because it's really hard to fit both boys into the stall, and I don't want to take a handicapped bathroom. When it came to showers, if I didn't want to leave them alone, I would bring their playpen into the bathroom, or I would have them play in the bathroom when I would take a shower. Now, the shower at the time when they were younger was kind of like a cave, so there was still some privacy, but I don't care. You know, but now, you know, would I let my kids see me naked? So I had to pee the other day out in the middle of the woods, and I just needed one of my kids to provide some cover, because there wasn't a lot of cover. I wouldn't have cared if it was any of the kids. I mean, I think when you're family and you're related, because at some point, God forbid, they might have to take care of me. And even though I would not want to burden them with that, and, you know, hopefully would be able to have some outside help, if they need to help me, they need to help me. You know? And you know, being a doctor, we look at nudity a little differently. Because I think people are over-concerned and over-shy. I have patients that will never turn around and look what's in the potty after they go potty. You got to take a look at your excrement. Tell me what the urine looks like. Tell me what the stool looks like. Somebody who says they have rectal bleeding, they go, have you taken a mirror and looked down there? You could do that? Well, yeah. Do you see a hemorrhoid? Do you see a tear? Do you see a tumor? What do you see? I don't look. You got to look at your body. You have to. Okay, you can't be always, you know, covered. And so what I always tell parents, because parents will ask, when should the kids not see you naked? Well, it's when they start to, some kids will start to feel uncomfortable, or when you feel uncomfortable. There's a sense. You know? I mean, kids are curious, so they might look, yep, at certain things and wonder, and they might ask questions, which is totally fine. Yeah, but once you start to see that they are getting to an age, you know, sometimes it could be 6 years old, sometimes 8 years old. But in terms of dads and their sons, if the dads go to the gym together and they get into the shower, I don't think it's a big deal. Now, if you're short on water and there's barely any water, or there's barely any hot water. So we went whitewater rafting with the kids in Montana, and we were starting to get hypothermic, and we got wet, And whatever they gave us to protect ourselves was not as waterproof as it should have been. So we raced back to the hotel to get into the hot shower. And my son was in the shower, and then, you know, once he warmed up, he started to sing, "I'm like, to hell with this, I'm getting in." And he's like, "Mom, you know, let me finish." And I'm like, "I am starting to I have hypothermia. I have got to get under some hot water. Get out or stay, I don't care, but I need the hot water." And that was, I think, maybe he was 10 at the time. So, not my finest moment, but I mean, we're talking survival. I needed hot water and fast. And so, you know, you do what you have to do. But I know people are all shocked going, "Oh my gosh, his father, that would be," there is a pride in our bodies and covering things up, you know, so they don't get accidentally squashed, right? Bit by a spider. You don't get accused of assault by being naked. And my eyes. But your home is your private, you know, your private castle. I do think parents should have a conversation with their kids, or understand that some kids might not be comfortable with that. A lot of kids hear their parents have sex. That, even though, I mean, I have family who was poor, so, you know, there was only one bed. There was only one room. So, in the olden days, yes, you saw your parents change. You saw your parents have sex. It's only a one-room, you know, home. Not much you could do. But, you know, for those of us that do have the luxury, you know, just kind of be cognizant that some of our family members might not want to see us naked, might not want you to jump into the shower with us, right? Might not want to see or smell when you're going number two. But as I said, when it comes to ages and young kids, you'll know. You know, when the kid starts to kind of ask questions or starts to want to be more private or starts to want to, then you'll know, okay. No, but if there is an accidental, like, "Oh my gosh, you know, I'm throwing up or I'm seizing," or you have to have a conversation. I have had a conversation with the kids. Don't care about if you have to perform CPR and the bra is restricting things. Take the lawn shears, because the average scissors wouldn't cut it with my bra. Get the lawn shears, cut open the bra, do what you got to do to save my life. I don't care if you see the boobies. I don't care about that. But I notice there's so much shame and worry about, "Oh my gosh, if I see somebody naked." In fact, there's been studies saying women are going to be less likely to have CPR done on them because people are afraid of being accused of assault. And that's why I told you guys on air, I will never sue you for assault. Save my life, for crying out flipping loud. But yes, there is a time when you need to let kids have their privacy and maybe not force your nudity around the house if it makes them uncomfortable. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.